We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are here, day two of the 17th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You know how you're getting old, Rich?
How's that?
When you did play-by-play for Ted Donato's games, and now you're covering the Bruins when his kid is playing for the team. Ryan Donato is with us. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We were just joking about summertime Ted as opposed to hockey season Ted. They're like two different guys.
Oh, completely. We call him Fun Teddy during the summer. And that's my mom's joke. We call him Fetty. And then during the season, he completely flips the switch and he's all seriousness.
Ryan, what was this nonsense about you still taking Harvard classes while you were playing for the Bruins? I feel like if you're going to be a pro, just be a pro and move on.
See, I've gotten that a lot, actually. But it was tough because I only had – was taking five classes. And if I knew I could finish up the last couple of weeks, that it would save me four or five summers of extra work. Where I wanted to graduate, and I'm still working on graduating. I took two classes this summer. I have two more summers probably. Would have been a lot longer time until graduation, so I wanted to finish up strong.
Did the guys on the team give you a hard time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I made sure not to be doing any schoolwork around them or kind of carry my backpack around.
All right, now, I read that after you made your Bruins debut, you went back and stayed in the dorm that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to be the only guy in the dorm with a multi-million-dollar contract.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. But the thing that Harvard is there's athletes, but there's not many people that are that into sports. I would say there's people that are into sports, but nobody knew what I was doing. So it was nice to kind of go back to reality and kind of settle down and just realize it's just every day and go back to school and nobody cares really.
I had a chance to talk to Ted the night you made your debut, and he was the proud dad as he should be. But he said, unfortunately, your mom missed your NHL debut.
Yep. My mom was on her way to my grandma's house in Florida, and I called her on the way there, and I was like, hey, this might be happening. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I think I'm going to be signing. And she's like, okay, great. Like, that's unbelievable. Hopefully I'll be back for your first game, right? It wouldn't be too long until your first game. I'm like, yeah, actually, the funny thing is, first game would be tomorrow. She was like, well, I can't. It's going to be really hard for me to make it, and she couldn't find any flights back in time. But she got her fair share of games as well. So
now, it's a unique thing in hockey because, you know, football or in basketball, you play through your college season, you get drafted, you have the whole off season, and then you join your team. Whereas in hockey, you guys can play in college one week and then in the pros the next week. How different was that going up? And I'm sure the speed and everything else in the game.
It's crazy. I mean, the guys at the next level, they're all unbelievable. Everybody can shoot, everybody can pass, everybody can make plays. So that was one of the biggest things I realized coming in. But for me, it was such a surreal experience that I wasn't really accounting for those things until I had three or four games under my belt where I was like kind of realizing, wow, this is a lot faster. I was just trying to soak it all in and enjoy every moment.
Now, I will say this. The night you made your debut, I went down to the suite where your dad was watching with some of your Harvard teammates. And they were kind of giving Ryan a hard time. Teddy says they want to know who that guy is wearing the Donato sweater because he's passing the puck. Yeah, they don't know who that guy is.
Got that joke a couple times. Yeah. Well, deserving of it. So,
what is it like, guys like Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand, you know, watching those guys for years, now all of a sudden you're on the same team playing with them?
It's amazing. I mean, I idolized guys like Marchand and Bergie growing up, especially Bergie just because he's been around. I mean, my dad played with him a little bit too, so I kind of just wanted to be a guy just like him, be a hockey player, a guy that represented the city well. And the fact that I can actually do that now, it's pretty awesome. And now it's a relationship with those guys that I wouldn't trade for anything, and just kind of enjoying every step.
This is your first off season as a pro, and I would imagine the off season training regimen has been totally different for you this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's during the past summers, I have other things going on. I mean, I want to train for hockey, but I have school. There's a lot of other things to balance, where this summer it was strictly becoming a better hockey player, and it was the first time in my life where I can strictly focus on that, and hopefully that'll pay off come season time.
How do you guys feel about the team this year? It seems like a lot of guys coming back from last year's team, particularly the end of last year's team, you know, when you joined. It seems like it's going to be a lot of those guys to start the year.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I don't know where I fit in that lineup, but I just I know that there's a lot of great guys, veteran guys, and a young youth core that balances out well. When you can have a great veteran presence with guys that have been around and know the league, and then guys that are young and keep the energy in the locker room high. And it's such a great balance, and hopefully it'll take us far.
How did the captain, Zdeno Chara, initially treat you and greet you as a member of the team?
Z's a great guy. He calls me Teddy still. he's really funny. I mean, he's one of those guys that you can – he leads by example, and you watch what he does, and you try to mimic everything that he does because he's always going to do the right thing. And he was really nice, but he kind of took a lot of the younger guys under his wing, and can't say enough about Z.
We had Bruce Cassidy on the show yesterday. How would you describe his coaching style?
He's great. I mean, he's straightforward. He tells you what you're doing right. He tells you what you're doing wrong, and he's supportive of your abilities. If it's offense, then great. If it's defense, then great. But he's a great coach. He knows what to do, and it's great when you can rely on guys like him to kind of have your back. And if you do what he's going to tell you to do, obviously it's gonna work out in the right way.
You arrived with a very well-defined offensive game. Do you find that your own end of the ice is the area where you've got the most room for growth at the NHL level?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the biggest differences, I think, from going from college to pro, is that college, not everybody's going to be scoring goals. I think if you turn the puck over at pro level, it's in the back of your net almost 80% or 90% of the time. So just that difference in the NHL is so key. That's something that I have wanted to work on, and I tried to work on this summer.
Do you set specific goals for yourself? Like, is there a goal total in mind or a point total in mind?
I get asked that a lot, but right now it's just having an impact on the team. But I hopefully down the line I'll be able to make those decisions.
I got to take you back a couple of years on draft day when the Bruins said your name. What was that experience like for the entire family, not just you?
Amazing. I mean, honestly, I still can't believe that I'm playing for the Bruins and I got drafted by the Bruins. I mean, I knew there was a good chance that a lot of the teams that were before the Boston picks, there was a lot of talk with those guys, and I was pretty confident that I was going to go get drafted by them. And I got passed by them, and then I was like, oh my God, Boston's next if there's a chance. And then I heard my name, and I almost blacked out.
When they said your name, no one had called you. You didn't know till you heard your name.
Yeah, I didn't know until I heard my – honestly, I actually didn't even know who – like, I knew the Bruins logo was up there, but I was just looking around, kind of taking everything in, and then I heard my name, and I was shaking my head. I was like, oh my God. And then that's pretty much
it. Now, did you follow the offseason at all, like, especially now that you're on the team, like, with all the rumors like John Tavares and Ilya Kovalchuk and other names? Did you pay attention to that, or do you just wait until, you know, here's the roster and go forward?
I think a little of both. As a true hockey fan, you kind of, it's hard not to see what's going on and want to know what's going on. But as a guy that wants to stay focused and not really want to worry about what's going on because it could have an influence on me, I kind of just try to keep it on the outside. But it's hard to have that balance of being a hockey fan and kind of trying to stay focused and worrying about yourself. So it was definitely a tough balance. I'm still learning that balance.
You got a place to live yet?
Not yet. Living at home still. Free laundry, free food, so can't complain about that.
That might not work once the season starts. I don't know.
No, I can't. I got to get closer to Boston. Situate's a little bit
bit of a hike after practice.
Yeah, I can't do that every day. No way.
Ryan, great to see you. Best of luck this season. I'm looking forward to watching you play.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.